pro-America, pro-business, and pro-military. That's how Promotions describe a new entertainment network aimed at a conservative audience. It's called Right Network, and it will roll out on the web and mobile devices. TV is supposed to come later. Right Network executives say they expect to fill a big gap with material that isn't seen anywhere else. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has our story.
In one of the commercials for Right Network, Kelsey Grammer makes a list.
Things that just aren't right. Big government. More taxes. Group hugs. Cats on leashes.
Another ad edits together all of the insults being lobbed at Right Network from the left.
Tonight's worst persons in the world. The Bronze tonight, something called Right Network.
And all the caption reads, "We'd blush if we weren't already red." At the moment, Right Network has just three shows. One of them is a stand-up comedy series taped at a club in Los Angeles called Right to Laugh.
I did not vote for Obama, but I did order one of those Obama coins that they advertised on TV. Because as any collector will tell you, a coin is worth a lot more when there's an obvious mistake on it.
Right to Laugh is produced and hosted by comedian Evan Sayet.
Really, it's just a safe haven for people who have... values more like the heartland, who don't want to hear their president called a Nazi, who don't want to hear that Christians are all stupid.
Sayet believes his show will fill a void because he says comedy today is dominated by left-wingers.
I mean, on the other side, we certainly had my old boss, Bill Maher. I wrote Politically Incorrect for several years. We certainly had David Letterman, who had no problems making these jokes about Sarah Palin and her children. We had no problem, you know, you could look anywhere, Jon Stewart, and find humorists from the left side, but there was very, very, very few, Dennis Miller being one and perhaps only, who was identified as and spoke to the hypocrisies and the things that are humorous about the left.
Another Right Network show is a political reality series called Running.
We're at this tractor pull. We're in Hattiesville, Texas.
Hosted by Chris Burgard, a self-described ex-ballet dancer, rodeo bull rider, Hollywood stuntman, and film director, Running follows six rookie conservative candidates.
In a state as big as Texas, we found a little lady who is a spitfire. Maybe you've never been to a tractor pull before, but Dr. Donna Campbell has never run for Congress before either.
It's a reality series. It may get an audience, and it may not, like all those other reality series out there.
Lisa DeMorais is a TV columnist for The Washington Post. She thinks Right Network is good marketing. She points to the success of that other conservative-leaning network.
Fox News Channel is a very successful channel. It's very targeted, and the people who watch Fox News Channel watch a great deal of television. So I think this is a niche that's worth trying.
Lisa DeMorais says she's reserving judgment on the quality of the programs until she can see more. A couple of months ago, Right Network found itself in some hot water when the company's own literature wrongly stated that one of its partners was Comcast. One of Right Network's investors, Ed Snyder, does head up a joint venture with Comcast, but his Right Network investment is personal, and his pockets are deep. Snyder also owns the Philadelphia Flyers and 76ers. Lisa DeMorais says the blunder and all the attention it got won't hurt Right Network one bit.
Oh, good grief, no. Everybody spelled the name of the network right.
But for now, what you can see of Right Network is limited. They've got a website where several excerpts of the show Running are posted, but only trailers for the other two shows. A Right Network spokesperson says television and mobile platforms are launching in August. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
All Things Considered continues right after this.